Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I've got this inkling to change that music. I'm looking into it.
No.
I'm thinking about it.
No.
I'm thinking about it.
No.
I think I'm gonna change that music. And I'm just
no.
I'm looking into it. I'm thinking about it. I don't know what I want yet.
No.
Not ready to make the jump yet. But I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking I want to change that music.
No.
Put something new in there for 2017. And you're probably here. Maybe you're hearing the no's. I'm hearing them coming from Sean.
I protest the following.
Sean is continuing to protest. But I'm getting the itch. I'm just getting the itch. You know, we freshened up the old intro on the Monster broadcast. It's wonderful. Nothing but accolades. I'm going to freshen this one up, too. Just don't know. But I'll make Sean a promise. If anybody's worried about Sean, I'll make a promise. I'll do it during his off hours. He'll just come in and it'll be done. So I won't bother with him because I know how busy he is.
No.
You know, see, I'm going to move forward here. You know, let me tell you something. When you do this job, sometimes stuff just falls in your lap. Sometimes you can't script this stuff. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. If you've been listening to Armed American Radio, the Monster Show, now in its eighth year, April 26th actually will be eight-year anniversary. That means April 27th we'll be heading into our ninth year, which is wonderful stuff. But when you do this long enough, sometimes things just fall in your lap. And if you've heard me over the years, you've heard me have fun with Priuses, right? I love to get, and I get a lot of email from people who send me pictures. Just covered one a couple weeks ago. The gorgeous young lady down in Texas who took a picture of the Prius in front of her while she was in her pickup truck and the Prius in front of her had the NRA sticker. Now, I have fun with that. I know lots of you have Priuses. You know, that's whatever floats your boat. Not this guy, but I don't have a problem with that. I'm funning with you, right? Only because, whether you like it or not, that car is seen as a sign of, you know, a little liberal, you know. And that's the sound of, a you know, the Jetson Mobile going by instead of the big old truck, okay? So we've had fun with that over the years. In addition to having fun with that over the years, we have had fun with liberal gun grabbers over the years because we can. And we ask the questions. We do it here on this program. My gosh, we just did it last week. We're talking about Daniel Ruth, very dishonest, intellectually dishonest columnist down at the Tampa Bay Times. I don't know if he listens. He's too much of a coward to respond to my emails. I've written him off. When he writes dopey stuff, we'll bring it to you when it matters. And when it doesn't, we won't. Why? Because we won and, well, he's intellectually dishonest. But then sometimes things just fall in your lap. And when I say that about Daniel Ruth, I'm referring to, for those of you who don't know and might not listen to the show regularly, well, pox on you to begin with, but Daniel Ruth writes anti-gun pieces. He's been maligning gun owners, law-abiding gun owners and concealed carry permit holders for decades down there. And sometimes his pieces get some national coverage. Sometimes they don't. Most of the time they don't. But then he writes columns about how he was a victim of someone trying to get into his own home the other day. And he doesn't cover the stories of the good people who use firearms, even in his own backyard, like the cop who was saved in Lee County by the concealed carry permit holder. When that story was huge because it was a black concealed carry permit holder shooting a black criminal trying to murder a police officer in broad daylight on the side of a highway in Lee County. And Daniel Ruth, when I asked him in an email if he writes about that, doesn't respond. That's coward, intellectually dishonest reporting because he refuses to cover it. And as I've said over the years, it's the media problems we have today are not just because that what they report to you is biased. That's obviously true. Look around you. Open your eyes. But more so because of what they don't tell you, what they refuse to tell you. That's the ultimate form of bias. And we never hear the stories. Instead, we get people, intellectually dishonest cowards like Daniel Ruth down in Tampa, talking about how guns are bad and how you're bad, yet they ignore the hundreds of times a day across this country that good people like you save your life or the lives of loved ones or cops or anybody else with a firearm. They don't want to talk about that because it doesn't fit their agenda. That's dishonest. And then sometimes headlines just come to you and change the scope of your day and the direction you're going to go. And before I read this headline, I'm going to bring in my guest from Tucson, Arizona. My good friend means it's your good friend, That's Charles Heller from AZCDL, Arizona Citizens Defense League, and JPFO crew down there, Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and talk radio host Liberty Watch Radio on KVOI, Armed American Radio's great affiliate in Tucson. Charles Heller, pleasure to have you, brother.
I'm glad it could be had.
Tucson mayor reports being carjacked at gunpoint. Now, I got to tell you, Charles, that doesn't sound like a humorous headline. And I'm not, let me tell you something. I'm glad the mayor's okay, believe me. I'm glad he wasn't harmed at all. But this is a local government in the state of Arizona that is widely known, this is not a secret, as being uber liberal. They hate gun rights down there in the state of Tucson, in the state of Arizona, in the city of Tucson, which is mind-boggling to me being in Arizona. And you're in Tucson, and you deal with this every day. And the story goes as follows. The liberal, gun-grabbing, Prius-driving mayor was driving his city-owned Prius and was robbed and carjacked at gunpoint. They took his vehicle at gunpoint. Now, mind you, the mayor was unharmed. But I could not help but find the irony followed by the humor in that story. Charles, what does that make me when I find something like that humorous?
Well, you enjoy a little bit of schadenfreude, and that's fine. And it's a natural human tendency to get a little lift out of it when your opponent is feeling bad. But I just want to tell you something. I've known Jonathan for some time now. Jonathan Rothschild is the mayor, and he is a really decent, nice guy. He's misguided in some of his policies, but he is a very, very hardworking guy who is a Tucson original, and he's lived here all of his life. His dad's had a law firm here. He took over his dad's law firm. Even though Rothschild's 61, his dad's still alive and still working. I mean, these are just really, really, he's a really nice guy. I don't wish him any harm. That said, I think Jonathan Rothschild's failure was not in not carrying a gun or not having his detail with him. I think his failure was that it was a classic condition yellow failure. He was in condition white. He didn't notice that the guy walking up to him had a gun because he wasn't looking for it. And that's basically, you know, when you walk around with a rectal cranial inversion, you own whatever happens to you.
You know, you brought up some great points, and I'm glad you did. First off, that's why I want to clarify. We wish this person, no person, any harm whatsoever. And we are glad, as I said, that the mayor is fine. That's not the crux of the story here. And yeah, schadenfreude, we can go there. But yet again, that too is not the crux of the story. The crux of this story is something that we talk about, and Charles, that you and I have talked about for years, not just on radio, but in private conversations, in conversations at events that we attend, in speeches and talks that we have both given around the country to pro-rights organizations, and that is that these things can happen to anybody. It doesn't matter who you are at all. It can happen to anybody. Now, it says in the piece here that they don't believe he was attacked because he was the mayor. He was a target of opportunity, as you said, walking around in condition white. And this is the bigger part of the story. Isn't that right? That this stuff happens to anybody, no matter what. And when it's a guy like that, then your schadenfreude comes in where, you know, because the Tucson government, the local government is anti-gun. They've been fighting gun rights for years, have they not, or am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. In fact, they're engaged right now in a legal action. We got a bill passed, in fact, signed this year, and it went into effect, Senate Bill 1487, which says, if they disobey the state preemption on firearms laws, that they can have their entire state-shared revenue funding taken away from them. And it's not just impounded until they straighten out the laws. It's taken – whatever portion is taken away from them is redistributed to other cities. They are betting right now $125 million taxpayer money that they're going to get away with violating state preemption. And if they lose, the city of Tucson is going to be driven nearly to the edge of bankruptcy just because they're refusing to obey state law. If you or I obeyed state law the way they have, we'd be in prison. But they're betting the taxpayers' money. And this is over $1,200,000 worth of guns. They have, for the last 4 years, in violation of state law, they have been destroying seized guns rather than selling them to FFLs. And they claim that it's because they're a charter city and because they have a charter, which is like a constitution, because they're a charter government, they can do whatever they want. They're not subject to state law in this area. And they have a point about things like real estate, But when it's things that are affected in intrastate commerce, and when it's things that aren't named in a charter, there's two Supreme Court decisions in Arizona that say that, unless the authority is granted them in the state, in the city charter, they don't have that authority. And there's already two Supreme Court decisions against them. Why they're risking $125,000 of state shared revenue, I have no earthly clue, except that either A, they're horribly unwise, or B, they're so politically anti-freedom that they're willing to bet the taxpayers, the loss of taxpayer money.
All right, let me stop you right there, Charles, because that is the answer. The loss, they're absolutely correct. It's the politically driven agenda that's doing this. We've seen evidence of that for decades in Chicago, particularly from the gun front of the anti-freedom movement. When we come back, we'll continue with Charles Heller down in Tucson. Don't go away. Great conversation coming up.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I tell you, some of the stuff you can't script. There is breaking news as I'm bringing you Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right now out of Houston, Texas. Let me read to you what MSDNC has up on the screen right now on one of my monitors. Breaking news, no evidence of active shooter at Houston Hospital. So I flip over to Fox. Breaking news. No evidence of active shooter at Houston Hospital. So now, no evidence of a shooting is news. Are you following me here, right? Hovering around, helicopters, constant coverage, you know the routine. Breaking news, no evidence of active shooter at Houston Hospital. So you can't win for losing when it comes to these guys in the mainstream press. You just can't win for losing. And I point out the irony there. Yes, originally there was a, 230 officers responded to a hospital in Houston. And that's wall-to-wall coverage. And now there's, as often happens, the shooting that wasn't. Now the shooting that wasn't is news. It's hysteria. This is 24-hour news cycle at its best. When breaking news, when the headline actually is no evidence of active shooting, move on to other things that are actually happening. Instead of what's not happening. It's just a no-win situation with a 24-hour news cycle. Now they cover and break in with what isn't happening. Just astonishing to me, kind of. Let's go back to Charles Heller. Charles, back to, briefly, the mayor in Tucson. Again, thankfully unharmed.
Mm-hmm.
Irony not lost on me at all, and not lost on the many, 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 many hundreds of people who commented. You can understand what the comments are. Here you go. The comments are out of touch liberal loon, drives a Prius. And you see these comments. The humor here is because he's okay, because nothing happened. It's right. Almost hilarious because this is yet again another reminder. These are the things that you and I know happen. And yeah. When things like that happen to people who act like they don't happen or poo-poo it or don't report on it and try to actively fight against our rights, it's kind of, man, I told you so. When are you going to wake up?
Well, it's interesting because the first thing out of his mouth afterwards was, Tucson is such a safe city, that this is, I don't feel unsafe at all. And it's like, I've just been metaphorically hit over the head with a 2x4, but I really have no fear whatsoever of being hit over the head with a 2x4. But I got to tell you that Rothschild is not a hard leftist. He's what I call a business Democrat, a blue collar business Democrat, even though he's a white collar guy. But he's not a bad human being. In fact, he's a really nice, hardworking guy, and he does a lot of volunteer work. He's really a decent guy, but he so doesn't get it about not only about right to keep and bear arms, but even more basically about self-defense. He's one of those people that truly believes that the police protect them individually. Now, maybe as the mayor, he's got a reason. He has a security detail.
Well, sure.
He's got a reason to believe that, who obviously aren't with him 24 hours a day. That's another thing. They're having budget issues, and that's the reason that the mayor doesn't have a 24-hour detail. Okay? And when you're having budget issues, you don't destroy $1.4 million worth of police revenue in the form of firearms, and especially violate the state law to do it. I mean, here is a classic case. They actually said in the Tucson article that the reason the mayor doesn't have a detail all the time is budgetary, and his car doesn't have a low jack on it or anything like that. And it should. It's city property. Reason is, of course, 3-2-1 budget. And now they're doing things that bust the budget. They're actually paying money to destroy seized guns, 4,820 guns over the last 4 years. They actually pay, I don't know how much it is, I guess I could FOIA it and find out, so much per gun to destroy them rather than receiving $200 or $300 revenue wholesale per firearm for selling them to an FFL.
All right, and let me ask you this question. Is obviously there's political motivation behind destroying the guns because it's an anti-gun administration, and it is. All the nice guy stuff aside, I'm sure he's a nice guy. Nobody wishes him ill will. Nobody does. But that's not the point what we're trying to make with the story. The point, to harness what's actually happened here is none of the anti-gun stuff they do works, and this is absolute flat-out evidence of it because I can promise you the carjacker, this was not the guy's first rodeo.
Oh, no, and it said in the article he got in a Prius and drove it right away, which means, and if you've ever been in a Prius, it's different than other cars. It's counterintuitive. Driving it is counterintuitive, and if you don't know what you're doing when you first get in, you're going to end up sitting in a parking lot and waiting to figure it out. So clearly this was somebody who knew what they were doing. But I got to tell you, I've gotten a personal benefit out of that, and I have now changed my CCW class. I used to do a scenario with a simulated ATM robbery and a simulated nightclub shooting. I'm adding a third scenario of a carjacking into this, whereby you take your keys, you throw them past, slightly over the carjacker, so as he's forced to turn around, which is the perfect opportunity to draw and fire a controlled pair and then assess for follow-up shot.
Well, in order to do that, you have to have a firearm, number one. So let me take you to this. We've talked about the mayor. That's fun. That's the entertainment aspect of today's show. You can't get this stuff handed to you. Plus the funny headline, and there's humor in the headline. Breaking news, no evidence of active shooter at Houston Hospital. That, to me, is akin to saying, breaking news, no drugstore robbery today at the Walgreens, okay?
Right.
This is really something else. But let's go. That's the entertainment aspect. Let's go to the information aspect of the program, because it's education, information, and entertainment for law-abiding, responsibly armed Americans. Information. Arizona, widely known as a famous, most pro-gun state in the country. No, I don't think anybody would argue that.
Mm-hmm.
Your training, its training is not required in Arizona anymore since constitutional carry. Yet you're continuing to teach classes. Now, I know you understand my sarcasm here and the point that I'm trying to make, somewhat rhetorical, but and some hyperbole too, but why are you teaching classes when it's not necessary, when people can just carry their guns, Charles?
Well, because I believe in the free market and people are coming to me. In fact, I'm adding classes now. I'm actually doing better since constitutional carry, because what we did is we created more stakeholders. There's now more people walking around armed because it's legal to do so discreetly without the permit. And people realize, hey, this thing is heavy. And then they say, wait a minute, the heavy part is a responsibility. I better go get some training. So when you create stakeholders, you drive the market. It's supply side economics, Mark. And I'm a free market guy.
So I guess, you know, here comes, you know, again, I'm just going to flip this around because obviously I know the answer to your question. But you mean to tell me that responsibly armed Americans are filling your classes even though they don't have to, because responsibly armed gun owners actually act responsible and actually do seek training?
What a concept, huh?
Wow, that fascinates me, because that's not what I've been told. I've been told that it would be Wild West shootouts and gunfights at the OK Corral, which happens to be only 80 miles from you. We've got 30 seconds. Take it away.
Well, I haven't had to use that dustbin I carry to wipe up the blood in the streets lately.
No lifters on your Jeep, because the rivers of blood aren't that deep yet, right?
No, they're not. I haven't had to lock in the hubs even once.
Hey, Charles, thank you, brother. I appreciate you coming on, coming in from Tucson and helping us handle that story and the way you did it, and for letting everybody know, pointing out the obvious fact. Nobody wants it. It wishes anybody any harm. Everybody's glad the mayor is okay. We're sure he's a nice guy. As Charles said, misguided politics. We don't agree with him on the gun front, and he just learned a very valuable lesson that we've been teaching for years, that evil people exist. He's learned it. Well, he might not have from a political standpoint. Charles Heller, thanks. We'll be back right after these messages.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Education, information, entertainment, all rolled into one. You get it here. And I love when stories pop up throughout the course of what I call research triage all day. You know, I go through a lot of stuff, and I can't get to all of it, in fact. And you got to really pick and choose your battles. You really do. And then sometimes that stuff just pops up. I mean, I kid you not. When I saw that, I got to be honest with you, my first reaction, because I knew he was okay, after I read the story, I thought, you know, good heavens, I can't wait to read the comments here talking about the mayor in Tucson. These are people who go out of their way, literally go out of their way to keep you from your civil rights. That's what they do. It's in them. And as you heard Charles Heller, and I want to thank Charles again, Tucson listeners, and those of you throughout Arizona, I want to thank Charles again. You know him very well out there, for coming on short notice. But he felt compelled to talk about it too. Because these things, this story is getting national news. It's getting national play. Why? Don't think it's not for the same reason I've told you. It's the irony. I know it is. Now, they don't say anything about the politics in there. It's the mayor of a U.S. city got carjacked. We dig a little bit deeper. The same mayor who, as you heard us discuss, fights vehemently against your right to bear arms in one of the most gun-friendly state in the country. I mean, there's a lot going on here, a lot of ingredients in this stew. So go read it, comment, talk about it, make up your own mind. The irony was not lost on me. We're glad the mayor's okay. Good people harmed by bad people. Bad people do bad things to good people of all stripes every day. Now, you heard Charles when we were closing out the last segment saying he didn't learn a lesson. I hope Charles is wrong there. I hope he did learn a lesson. I hope his political ideology doesn't overshadow the reality of what happened to him, because it can happen again. And keep in mind, too, that this is a man that walks around, or should walk around anyway, as the mayor with a security detail, and I guess because Charles was telling us because of budget cuts, he doesn't. Well, you know, the mayor has a right to arm himself and defend himself, and he might want to reconsider that. The other lesson, as Charles pointed out, don't walk around in condition white, absolutely clueless. This isn't going to happen to me. Yes, it can, and if you keep walking around that way in your life, eventually, someday, it probably will. You know why? Because the bad guy knows and can sense that you're walking around clueless. Get your head out of your phone. Pay attention to your surroundings. No text or call is worth your life. Same thing when you're driving and everything else. Don't be that idiot that trips on the curb or runs into the pole or falls into the little pool. It can wait, because criminals are looking for you. Don't be that guy or gal walking around taking pictures of the big tall buildings in New York, okay? Be careful when you're out there. Pay attention to your surroundings. All right. A couple days ago, here comes the education part of the show today. Now, this has personally happened to me. Again, I like to bring you the personal aspect of my life. I like you to feed off of that. Firearms and self-defense have been a large part of my life for a long time. I take my right to defend myself seriously. I own many guns, more so than the average Joe. I have had to use a firearm for personal defense once in my life. I have found myself in situations where I thought I might have to, and thankfully did not, and I try to avoid those situations at all cost. And the time that I did, I didn't have to squeeze the trigger. Thank God. Nightmare. Life-changing. And I can promise you that just drawing the firearm is life-changing. I lived it. I became one of those statistics. And I can also tell you unequivocally that the guns I have on my hip, right now the SIG P320 is on my hip in the SIG holster that came with it, and the guns in my safes, that's plural, and the guns behind me in the Armed American Radio, Crossbreed Holster, Delta Defense, USCCA Studios, and the one over here on the wall, and others that I have, are not evidence that I have a disease. They are tools. They are not viruses. They are not bacterial infections. They are guns. And the right to keep and bear them was recognized by our founders 200 plus years ago in our nation's founding documents. In fact, the single most important part, arguably, the Bill of Rights. They were not given to us by man. They were recognized by brilliant men. The same brilliant men that foresaw Southern California and New York picking a president, leaving the rest of the nation out to dry, and gave us the Electoral College. If you don't understand that, go back to school. Different program, but take my advice on that. My guns are not a disease. And no doctor has a right to inquire about a constitutional right, a human right, a natural right that I have to choose whatever tool I wish to defend myself with and keep my family safe. That's what my gun is for. It is not to harm my family. It is to keep my family safe. And we were discussing just a few days ago the 11th Circuit Court ruling that overturned, and this was, you know, the Docs versus Glocks thing, that, you know, the media gives these things monikers. It's just a joke. But because that's probably how you recognize it, we'll run with that Doc V. Glocks, right? Where it was found by a lower court that doctors have no business asking you about your firearm ownership when you visit them for an illness or a checkup, pediatric or otherwise. And you sit there and you scratch your head and go, why is this guy or girl, woman, asking me whether I have a gun? I'm in here or my child is in here because they're throwing up. Or, I won't get too vivid, but they've got a condition that might dehydrate them. And I got to hear them asking me about the firearms in my safe? I don't think so, pal. Not in my book. Now, I actually had that happen when I relocated to Georgia. Had a pediatrician ask that. I said, have a great day. I'm going to find another pediatrician. Well, wait a minute. No, there's no waiting about it. What I own in my home is none of your business. Sorry. Have a great day. Oh, and by the way, I can let a lot of people know this stuff. My good friend, and he is a good friend. I love him to death. Just saw him at SHOT Show. You know him. The gun writer, Lee Williams, down in Florida, wrote a piece. And I want you to see thegunwriter.com. Go check this out. I've got it on Armed American Radio Facebook page. It's wonderful. Top 10 responses to use if your doc asks about your Glock. And he says, now that a federal court of appeals has ruled that Florida doctors can ask patients about their guns, declaring that Docs versus Glock statute violates the First Amendment right to free speech, the doctor's right to free speech, it's time to offer some suggestions for gun owners who may face an unwanted intrusion. And that's what it is. Into their personal business. And that's what it is. Your guns are not a disease, no matter what the media wants you to believe, and no matter what some doctor who's following the rules of a liberal medical organization wants you to believe. Number 10, you're fired. That's what I did. Number 9, I'll talk to you about my firearms when I talk to my gun dealer about my prostate. Number 8, how long will it take your staff to box up all of my medical records? That goes hand in hand with number 10, too, by the way. Number 7, I carry a gun for the same reason you carry malpractice insurance. Which do you think is used more? Ooh, that's a good one. Are there any physicians at this practice who know how to mind their own business? That's number 6. Number 5, I don't actually carry a gun. It's in a holster on my hip. Want to see? Number 4. Have there been any recent developments in the search for a cure for hoplophobia? That's the irrational fear of guns, by the way. Number 3, I keep and bear firearms for the same reason I attend church. Get together with friends, read newspapers, feel secure in my home, and vote. Can you figure out the commonality? Number 2, I own guns, but I also own several cars, ladders, power tools, dogs, kitchen cleaners, a swimming pool, and bottles of liquor. Which do you think is responsible for more injuries and deaths? And I'll give you number 1 when we come back, but an absolutely brilliant piece from Lee Williams, the gun writer. We'll be back right after this. We'll have number 1 coming up. It's fun. You don't want to miss it.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Back to the Armed American Radio, Delta Defense USCCA studios here of the Daily Defense Program. Let me tell you something. USCCAonAir.com. USCCAonAir.com. The gun giveaway is in full swing right now. You've got about 7 hours and 25 minutes from the sound of my voice right now to activate a USCCA sponsored, well, let me say a USCCA self-defense shield. Silver, gold, platinum. You hear me talk about it all the time, self-defense insurance. If you're carrying a gun, if you're considering it, you don't have it, you need to rethink it. You know, we were telling the story of Mike Strickland the other day, and the irony here between this is not lost on me. Mike Strickland, I've got emails from many of you listening that have donated, by the way, to his cause. As much as I hate to say this, if Mike Strickland, now facing 21 felonies, his legal fees would have been covered. This is the type of stuff that this insurance is designed for. So please, when you hear these stories on the program, don't overlook that there is protection for you out there in the event this happens. Now, there's going to be, we've got more on Mike Strickland coming up. We're not, look, part of acting like a winner is being the one taking the lead and saying this is over when I say it's over, not when they say it's over. That's what being a winner means, and we're going to continue to follow that case. But in the meantime, you can protect yourself so that, God forbid, something horrible happens to you like it did to him. You don't have to worry about legal fees, bail bond, and everything else. It's covered for you. And I try to wrap my head around, why wouldn't somebody who carries a gun carry this stuff? I've had it for years. I can't imagine. I mean, believe me, I had it or didn't have it at the time I had to pull my gun. And thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger. I can't imagine what would have or could have happened at that time, even though what I did was lawful. So USCCA on air. Today you can go ahead and activate one of those memberships, one of those self-defense shield program, insure yourself up to $1.125 million, from $300,000 up to $1.125 million. In the process, Tim Schmidt at the USCCA is giving away three guns today. They're iconic. I love them. Walther PPK, 380s. This is James Bond choice. Okay? These are steel alloy frames. This is a gun. If you've ever held a Walther PPK, there's a reason James Bond digs the gun, right? Yes, of course, I know he's a character, but for crying out loud, it's fun. James Bond is cool no matter how you slice it. He's right up there with Clint Eastwood and the Duke and the rest of them, all right? USCCAOnAir.com. Three chances are given away, three of them today. All you got to do is activate a membership. If you don't win the gun, you're still in the running for one of the TAC 75 Pendleton safes. These bad boys are $8,000 a piece. They are the Ferraris of gun safes. I wish I had one. Can't afford it right now. Five of them. The end of the month are being given away. $40,000 in these safes. They are absolutely beautiful. You can see the safe, everything about it, right there on the front of the page. USCCAOnAir.com. All right, I was just informed we've got the gun writer on the phone who was listening to the program down in Florida, Lee Williams. I'm reading your incredible story, and thanks for calling in, brother. I do appreciate it. The power of the show knows no boundaries, does it?
I had to call in, brother. I had to talk to you, and thank you for reading it.
Well, let me go to number one. I timed it perfectly. I have to say, that's the professional broadcaster in me. I was able to go from 10. See, I'll pat myself there. I was able to go from 10 to 2. Let me go over. Do you have it? You want to read the 10?
Sure.
It's your column. Start at number 10.
The whole thing?
Well, yeah, let's go from number 10, and then I'll let you read number 1. But
okay.
If you would, give us some background. What made you write it real quick?
I got angry. I mean, doctors have no business asking anybody about their firearms. Ask me about my medical conditions, ask me about anything, ask me about my health, but don't ask me about my firearms. And, you know, obviously guys like you and I were going to walk immediately, but there's folks out there that won't, you know, that might take it. Or, God forbid, there's kids that might answer about their parents' firearms, which are none of the doctor's business.
Now, no doctor out there would have a political agenda they're trying to push.
Not at all.
Yeah, that doesn't have. They're just being good doctors, and this has nothing to do with the Liberal American Medical Association or anybody else. We can go on and on and on. But all right, so you wrote this because you got angry. The piece is titled "Top 10 Responses to Use If Your Doc Asks About Your Glock." I have to tell you, I've actually used number 10, and that's "You're fired." You're fired. I walked out when I moved here, my kids here, and I was looking for a pediatrician. Have a great day. Now, let's go on. Start with number 9 and read us all the way down, and then we'll give a drum roll for number 1.
Number 9. I'll talk to you about my firearms when I talk to my gun dealer about my prostate.
Sounds fair to me.
Number 8. How long will it take your staff to box up all of my medical records?
Goes right there hand in hand with number 10 as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. Number 7. I carry a gun for the same reason you carry malpractice insurance. Which do you think is used more?
Which one is used more?
Oh, I guarantee you it's their malpractice. Number 6.
There you go.
Are there any physicians at this practice who know how to mind their own business?
Apparently not, at least one of them, right?
Yes. Number 5, I don't actually carry a gun. It's in a holster on my hip. You want to see?
Have you ever gone to a doctor's office armed?
No comment.
I will comment. I have. My doctor's a fan of my radio show, listens religiously. I helped him get permits, so yeah, okay. We're in good shape here. Go ahead, sorry.
Number 4, have there been any recent developments in the search for the cure for hoplophobia?
Which is, as I explained to you before, Lee was kind enough to, first of all, to be listening to the program, second, to call in and want to comment on his own piece, which is wonderful. I appreciate it. Hoplophobia is the irrational fear of firearms. I'll go a step further. Instilled in you by a hateful media.
Exactly. Coined
That's exactly what it is.
Coined by the Godfather, Jeff Cooper. I love the term.
There you go.
Number 3, I keep and bear arms for the same reason I attend church, get together with friends, read newspapers, feel secure in my home, and vote. Can you figure out the commonality?
That would be the Bill of Rights. Moving on.
Would be. Number 2, I own guns, but I also own several cars, ladders, power tools, dogs, kitchen cleansers, a swimming pool, and bottles of liquor. Which do you think is responsible for more injuries and deaths?
It's going to be, well, I can tell you right now, swimming pools is right up there too, right?
Oh, huge, especially in Florida, yeah.
You're up there in Florida. We see this all the time, and none of this makes news. Of course it makes the news on this program. We talk about it all the time. More people poison, more people use their feet and their hands than kill people with rifles.
Ladders, car accidents, I mean, come on.
Correct.
Or liquor.
What's number 1, Lee?
I had fun with this one, Mark. What year did you graduate from Berkeley Medical School?
Now, are you just teasing them? Because, you know, can you imagine the look on their face? I would say, hey, Doc, do you have a skull bandana that you wear to the protest you attend? Or is that what you wear when you go to your conventions, pal? Right? Because obviously, you're referring to liberal California Berkeley. We all know what happens out there. You can watch the rioting when it occurs.
100%, brother. 100%.
How has this been received down in the Sunshine State?
It's exploded, and thanks to you, it's exploded even more. Your Facebook is incredible. I'm getting a lot of calls. Certain former NRA officials are laughing their butts off and having a good time with it, and it seems to be making the rounds. We have a lot of my guys that follow me are physicians, and they're, of course, gun guys. And
right.
They're the first ones to say, yeah, law or no law, they're never going to ask anybody about their personal business. They talk guns all the time, but only with patients they know, gun dealers they know that go and see.
Right. Now, you know, you know what I would have added on that, or maybe snuck in there somewhere? Can I see your firearm training credentials?
Yeah, exactly.
Where is your certification? Do you have NRA certification? Can you show me what gun classes you've taken? What else can you show me about your knowledge of firearms that gives you the ability to have this conversation with me intelligently?
Yeah, can you explain the difference between a rifle and a shotgun? Let's start there. I bet most of them can't.
Exactly. You know, you could throw a trick question in. See, we could go on and have so much fun. I had a lot of fun with this. A lot of questions that came into my mind. Here's one that popped up. Well, before I answer that question, Doctor, are we talking about my assault rifles or my hunting rifles? And see what kind of response you get. Because if he calls an assault rifle and he calls you an assault rifle and agrees with you, you know he doesn't know anything because there's no such thing as an assault rifle in anybody's safe in this country. And he knows it, unless they paid $30,000 and paid the government and everything else for it. He knows it. He should know that, but they don't. Hey, Lee, we're getting ready to end the hour, man. Thank you for calling. That was a lot of fun. Education, information, and entertainment. You put all three of them together in this comment, in this column. It was absolutely brilliant. Great piece of work, brother. And it was great seeing you at SHOT Show. I'm looking forward to seeing you again here real soon, too, okay?
Thank you for all you do, Mark. Very appreciate
it. Oh, amazing stuff. Brilliant piece. Lee Williams. You can follow him at thegunwriter.com. This is the kind of stuff you get. Another show, education, information, entertainment, all rolled into one. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to do it all again tomorrow. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you do that? I'll see you on the radio tomorrow because I can.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.